Bailando soy pegado cuerpo a cuerpo, sin vitrina ni reloj, bailando solo tú y yo. Bailando soy pegado cuerpo a cuerpo.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, this is Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer. Cuban singer Daime Arocena has built up a sizable reputation for her combination of traditional Afro-Cuban music with jazz and soul. But her latest album, Alchemy, adds a healthy dose of pop without ever losing sight of her musical roots. The record features guests and sounds from around the Caribbean, but the focus is, as always, on Daime's remarkable voice. She's here with her band to play some of the songs from that new record. This one is called American Boy. That is Daime Arocena and her band here in our studio with her song American Boy. You heard Daime singing. What you didn't hear is the dancing that went along with it. A lot of bailando happening in that song. Let me introduce the rest of the band. Aime Canto on voice and percussion. Claudia Rodriguez on voice as well. Dennis Bofill playing percussion, and behind our drum set and triggering the backing tracks is Lasco. Daime, it's great to have you here with us.
It's a pleasure for me to be here.
It's been 5 years since the last record.
Sonocardiogram. Yes.
And this is there's a very different sound to this record. Sonocardiogram had songs like Osha and Oshun and Yemaya, you know, yeah. Songs to the Orishas, the yes. Deities of Yoruba.
Yemaya.
This record has a kind of a pop sheen to it. What was the reason for that change?
The main reason was that I wanted to fill the gap that we have in the Latin music industry for women like me. I believe that I stepped away since I was a kid from pop music, mm-hmm. even though I love it so much. I never saw a woman like me in the pop scene in the Latin side, mm. right? So I thought that world wasn't for me. So I decided to step away. Now I'm not afraid enough. I'm not afraid anymore to do what I want.
Yeah.
So now I'm trying. Let's see.
So that song, American Boy, I understand that you actually wrote that some years ago.
Oh, yeah. I wrote it 10 years ago to a New York guy.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
And how'd that work out? Wow, what a look! What a look!
That was a beautiful story. That was a beautiful story. But it's a story.
Okay. So you wrote the song 10 years ago, and you just felt like there wasn't, as you say, there wasn't a place for you to do this kind of music.
Yeah, exactly.
Now you're making that place for
yeah,
yourself.
Yeah, now nobody's gonna turn me down. Yeah. And I love jazz music and I love rumba music, but I love this music too. And now I feel ready to face what it means.
There are all kinds of guests coming and going. Vicente Garcia,
yes,
who's been here on our show, is on A Fuego Lento. And Eduardo Cabra.
Yeah.
From Calle 13.
Yeah, that's the producer of
the record.
Yeah.
So how did that happen? How did you decide to work with him?
I mean, Eduardo was the perfect choice for me because he knows how pop music works, and at the same time he knows folkloric music, he knows Caribbean music, he knows genres, rhythms, and instruments. So he knows how to blend both things, both worlds.
Well, you know, we were mentioning some of the songs to the Orishas that were on the last record. American Boy and a couple of other tracks on this record, at the beginning, they have the call and response vocals and the drums. So you still get that feel of the deep roots of Afro-Cuban music.
Yes, full. And that, I mean, that's part of my DNA. Nothing, that's not going to be different. In my music. Even tomorrow I make an album with a DJ and you're going to hear that.
Yeah.
For sure. It's me.
So were you trained in a conservatory in Cuba? We had the duo Ocon.
Oh,
here
of
in
course.
The, yeah. They mentioned
my,
you. When
no, they those are my sisters, like my real sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of the things that they were talking about was how when you go through the conservatory, they're very strict about the kind of music you are allowed to do.
Yes, exactly. It's a Russian system.
Russian system,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, focus on European classics and all of that.
Right.
So we are not allowed to play the music of our ancestors, which is so weird.
So when you got out of conservatory, obviously the training has been great for your voice.
Oh, of course, yeah.
But as soon as you were out, was it just like, all right, that's it?
Before that, if you wait to be out of the conservatory to start doing your own, you are late.
Too late, yeah.
Yeah, so you have to do both. You have to get the technique at the conservatory and get the real school at the street.
Right. So it's not just that you went for a more pop sound. You went for a kind of pan-Caribbean
yes.
pop sound. Vicente Garcia is from
yes.
Dominican Republic. Eduardo is, of course, from Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
The song you're going to do next, Como Vivir Por El,
yes.
this has a kind of Jamaican
yes.
reggae, or with the horns, maybe it's more like ska.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I never sang this kind of genres before, but this is Eduardo's influences.
Uh-huh. More than a little influence. Didn't he get you to move to Puerto Rico?
Oh, of course. I moved to Puerto Rico. But he didn't. I mean, he just invited me to record the album. But the island invited me to stay.
Mm. And so that's where you're living now?
Yes.
Well, you're here in New York with the band, so let's put them to work and hear another live performance, the song Como Vivir Por El from Daime Arocena.
Con su adiós, la luna se apagó, la luz murió en tu piel. No hay caracol ni culto, la adivinación ya no hay razón. Entre tierra y dolor enterraste la flor de lo que es el buen querer. Y te aferra el amor a ese mundo interior, cual sombra de lo que fue, como vivir con él.
Once again, Daime Arocena and her band live with Como Vivir Por El from the new record called Alchemy, A-L-K-E-M-I, does it simply mean alchemy, the same word in English?
Yeah, it means exactly the same, but I rather use in Yoruba.
The Yoruba spelling.
Yeah, spelling, exactly.
So the idea of transforming
everything to...
Into gold.
Into gold, exactly.
I mean, you know, in medieval times, alchemists were trying to turn base metals like lead into gold.
Yes, I know. But I decided to name the album in Yoruba because I was actually focused on the alchemy that is even older than that one.
Uh-huh.
The one that is coming from Africa, especially from the Egyptians and all of that, so... That's the first black magic.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the idea of alchemy, I mean, music is alchemy.
Oh, of course.
You know, you put notes together and people
elements.
Have sung these notes before, but if you do it just right, it's like something brand new
yes,
has
exactly,
come out of it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And let me ask you about your name, Daime.
And that's a good one.
do you know the Cuban rapper Telmari Diaz?
Oh, of course.
So some years ago, Telmari was here on the show, and I asked her about her name, and she said in Cuba, her parents' generation, there were certain names that were the only names you were allowed to use, and so her parents took Tel from one name and Mari from another name and smashed them together.
Yeah, exactly the same.
That's what happened?
Yeah, my dad's name is Dagoberto, and my mom's name is Mercedes, so they... unified Da from Dagoberto and which is
E, right?
Me from Mercedes. So that's how they created
it. So it's a made up name.
Yeah. they did the same with my brother because my mom has two names. So my brother is called Diane, but it's because Angela, the first name of my mom.
So is that still a rule that there are still, you know, certain names that you're supposed to use?
We have more rules to deal with.
But you're not living on the island right now.
No, I left the island 5 years ago.
And you didn't go straight to Puerto Rico.
I went to Canada.
So and we mentioned Ocon before.
Yeah.
They're up there.
Yeah, but let me tell you a little story.
Yeah.
Magdalis. One of the girls.
One of the girls in Magdalis, yeah.
Was the percussionist of my very first band.
In Cuba?
In Cuba. The name of that band was Alami. It became Makeke then.
Oh, the Canadian band.
Yeah, and then, the Cuban and Canadian band. And then we all flew together from Havana to Canada. And that's how she met Elizabeth, who studied with me at school.
Wow.
But she had already left the island, and that's how they met, and they married, and all of that. So I know the girls since long time ago, and especially Magdalis and I, we made so much music together, and we traveled a lot together. And then Elizabeth, when they married, she became like my best friend in Canada, like my closest friend, my family, like the person that I will... Fine, always support, and she just called me a few minutes before we started.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We had a great time with them when they were here in the studio. Yeah. So check out Ocon, their session on Soundcheck, wherever you get podcasts, because it's definitely worthwhile. And Daime's name comes up in the conversation then. So there is this kind of Cuban community north of the border, it seems, in the Toronto area?
I saw the Cuban community when we had like a big movement, a big political movement in the island. The only time that the Cuban people took the streets asking for freedom. And I was in Canada at that time, and we all went out to the streets to try to help our family and friends back in Cuba. And I saw many Cubans, and I was like, where are you? Because, it's like
they're
you
just
don't
coming
see
out of
Latin
the woodwork,
people
yeah.
in Canada, and then you're like, you all live here? Really? Like,
So on Alchemy, most of the songs, including songs like American Boy, which have English titles, are in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to the end of the record, the last two tracks... are sung in English.
Yes.
That is control, and I call it jealousy. When you say yeah, 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 for me say no, no, no. I'm sick of arguments, I'd rather let it go.
Different does that feel to you to write in a second language?
Honestly, I mean, I do my best in English, but since I was a kid, I really wanted to sing and write music in English. And now I believe it happened to me since I was a kid because my references were Anglo artists. Like, I will look at Whitney Houston and Aretha Franklin. So since I was so little, I will interview myself in English when I was taking my shower, like in my own English. Right. Yeah. in my family, in my household, nobody speaks in English. But I always wanted to write music in English. And when I started singing at the big band of my school, I had to learn properly how to sing and perform. And that's how I got some skills to actually write music in English. But the way music comes to me, the music tells me which language it wants. Like, it always comes to me in scat. So I follow the scat, and if the scat has a flow in English, I do it in English. If it has a flow in Spanish or in Portuguese or in French, that I don't speak those languages, but I go to Google Translate and I find the lyrics for the songs, because the songs are asking me for that language and I follow their lead.
So if a song feels Brazilian to you, it has to be in Portuguese.
Yes. I always wrote music. I have not memories. My early memories are writing songs. Like, wow. It came with me in the same package. But when I got my Odisha crowned, I started dreaming songs. So now I am even more careful with the message because I believe those are like messages that I get, and I follow the way they come, and I try to stay as truth and as I can. But for example, my biggest song, La Rumba Me Llamo Yo, is a dream.
Really?
Yeah.
La rumba me llamo yo, la rumba me llamo yo. Soy ya, soy bongo, la rumba me llamo yo. Champada con quien quien quiere, pa' un trute, pa' un dulce. Soy ya, soy bongo, la rumba me llamo yo. Pa' un bebé, será un dulce, podón, se podón, se podón. Soy ya, soy bongo, la rumba me
I love that song. The rumba is calling me.
Yeah.
Does the rumba still call you?
Of course. I'm a rumba woman. I'm a Caribbean woman. I'm a woman. That's the way it is.
So, you know, as we said before, you know, the moving into the world of pop, but not leaving any of those older sounds, traditions
behind. No, because
they are
all related to the same people. They are all connected. They are all... Music is just one. We just... put genres on it, but music is music.
Daime Arocena's latest record is called Alchemy. Let's hear another performance. You want to do Por Ti?
Yeah, you were asking about rumba.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Let's see what happens. Live performance from Daime Arocena and her band.
No me engañes más, pa' que tú estás. La vida por ti fue solo vacío, infelicidad. Por ti cambié mi camino, ignorando los motivos, violentando mi destino y mi verdad. Y al ¡Suscríbete! sobrevivir a toda indolencia, tanta crueldad. Viví librando mi amor de ataduras, destrozando esta locura, inoculándome la cura. Por ti juré al cielo siempre amarme a mí y volver a empezar. Y así, rogando por regresas frente a mí, pa' que tú estás.
La verdad, no me engañes más, pa' que tú estás.
Pa' que lo tuyo no me afecte, no, no.
Dime la verdad, no me engañes más, pa' que tú estás.
Pa' que tú estás.
Que
lo tuyo no me afecte.
Dime pa' que tú estás.
No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Na, 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 na.
Ah.
Na, no, diste. No, no, no.
Pa' que tú estás.
Dime tú que hola.
Ah.
Yo no creo en tu bla, 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 bla. Dime pa' que tú estás.
Dime pa' que tú estás.
Dímelo, dímelo, camarada.
Dime pa' que tú estás.
No, 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 no.
Dime pa' que tú estás.
Wow, that is Porti from Daime Arocena and her band. You'll find a version of that on the record called Alchemy. What is it about Cuba that, I mean, it's a country with fewer than 12 million people, but it's such a heavyweight musically, you know, in the fields of jazz and Latin pop, and I mean, increasingly world music. I mean, it's become a global powerhouse. What is it about music in
Well,
Cuba?
It was always a powerhouse. Now we don't have industry to show up anymore, but many genres that everybody dance now, like cha-cha-cha or mambo, all of that is coming from Cuba. And the answer is Africa.
Mm.
It's because we are the bigger island of the Caribbean. I mean, they say that around 12 million people were brought from Africa to the side of the world, right?
Right.
Over a million stayed in Cuba.
Ah.
So
the African influence is very
huge.
Strong.
It's
yeah.
like more than many other countries. Like, you can compare Cuba with the States,
mm-hmm.
or you can compare it with Brazil, and we all have the same music, 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 music. That's the way black people heal. That's the way we are. That's the way we live. Music is just a daily basis thing to have. Like, it's like water or food.
Right.
Music.
So you grow up with it. You grow up singing and dancing.
I grew up in a house that we were 14 people. I had to share my house with not brothers and sisters.
With cousins.
Cousins and uncles and aunts and all mm-hmm. of that, right? And I was born in 1992. Dad was like the special period in Cuba. No electricity, no food, nothing.
Right.
And they will sing and dance every single day. Like, that was the way it was. And when I used to think they were crazy, but now I think, no, people that came directly from Africa, they were enslaved, and they weren't allowed to have a free life and all of that. They sang every single night. So that's just the way we are.
And hence the special period. I mean, that's literally what they call it after the Soviet Union
crashed. Just the crisis, but they didn't want to call it crisis.
Right, so the special period. But it must have been special when music and dance was all you had and, you know, became even more essential to your life.
Yes. Now, you go to Cuba and you see people in the worst circumstances, and they don't need instruments. They start singing, and that even in the worst circumstances, that's the way we are.
Yeah. Well, I hope these weren't the worst circumstances, because you did a bit of dancing and, you know, not needing any instruments.
This is a great circumstance. This is the wildest dream of my ancestors, I can say. Trust me.
Well, Daime, it's been a real pleasure having you and the band here with us today. Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure for us to be here. And I want to thank my band and everybody that is putting this together and supporting me in my dream.
Well, down the hall, our producer, Karen Havlick, shot video, so you can actually watch all the singing and dancing that happened here in the studio today. And behind the plexiglass in the control room, Irene Trudell, our technical director. I'm John Schaefer. You can keep up with everything we're doing on New Sounds by subscribing to our free weekly newsletter. Text New Sounds to 70101 or sign up on the website at newsounds.org.